So welcome to this service. Nice to see a few people here anyway. Just like to give thanks to Peter and his team, Peter and Eve and his team, for producing the Christingles. He did, what was 80 yesterday? 80 yesterday. And next week they're going to do 174. So anybody who wants to help them, could volunteer to Peter or Eve. Pardon? Yes. Thank you. Right. See if this microphone's working. So we start our service today with Once in Royal David City. It's on the sheet, it's on Carol 19, on those Bethlehem sheets. Carol 19.
Thank you.
Please sit down. You'll find on your sheets some little prayers. We will watch for the Lord. We will wait confidently for our God, who will save us. We are in darkness now, but the Lord will give us light. Let us thank the Lord our Heavenly Father for that Christmas means to us and for his great love in sending Jesus to us as a baby on the first Christmas day and for sharing his life for us.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. For the light of the star which led men to the city of Bethlehem there to see Jesus, the light of the world. For the many gifts we enjoy and for the work of all who help children in need everywhere.
Thank you,
and our next carol now, carol number 1, O Little Town of Bethlehem. Please stand. Now we have 2 readings. Please sit down. And somebody will come out and read to us.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 60, beginning to read at verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the people, but the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the hip. Then you will look and be radiant. Your hearts will throb and swell with joy. The wealth of the seas will be brought to you. To you the riches of the nation will come. This is the word of the Lord.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 5, beginning to read at verse 8. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It is shameful to even mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything is illuminated becomes a light. This is why it is said, "Wake up, sleeper, rise from the deed, and Christ will shine on you." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you. Hands up those little people who know a way in a manger. Do you know a way in a manger? Does anybody else want their lane way in a manger? You know a way in a manger. That's right, yes. Good, that's what we're going to sing next. Okay? Are you ready? Number six in the book. Thank you. Yes. Done. Do sit down. The history of the Christingle can be traced back to Moravian Bishop Johann de Vauteville Waterbill, who started the tradition in Germany in 1747. The Moravian Church spread the tradition of Christingle throughout the world, particularly in Germany. And it was popularized in the United Kingdom by John Pensum in 1968. He was raising funds for the Children's Society. And from then on, the Children's Society gets all the cash that we collect. Each year, the Christingle raises over £1.2 million to help vulnerable young people. So we've got to remember that, haven't we, when we put things in the collection. And I've got a special Christingle for you, which I'm going to show. I've got a very special one, and I shall be asking some questions about it. Wow. This is my Christingle. Yes. It's lost one of its little sweeties up here. Never mind. Now, let's think about what it is and what it is for, what it represents, okay? What's the round thing? The world, yes. It's actually an orange, isn't it? Rather a big orange. Well done. The world. And what's that red thing that goes round it? A ribbon of red. What does that represent? The blood of Christ. Well done. Thank you. The blood of Christ. The love of Christ. Because Jesus died for love, didn't he? He loved the world. He loved all of us. Good. So I think now we've got four sticks with goodies on them. What does those represent? Does anybody know what they represent? The four... Seasons, well done. The four seasons where God produces food. Without the seasons, we don't get any apples. Without the seasons, we don't get any fruit. Blackberry crumble. Yes. Without the seasons, that would not happen. So God has provided four seasons for growing food. Food is all right, it gets us going, doesn't it? Do you think there's any other kind of food apart from physical food? Graham? Oh, he doesn't know, you see. Spiritual, well done. Daddy knows. Well done. Spiritual food nourishes us as well, doesn't it? Our belief in the love of God permeates in our hearts and we share it with other people. It's the love of God we share, isn't it? Okay, so that's that, isn't it? Anything else? Oh, is there something I've missed out so far? The candle. The candle is lit. What does the candle represent? Yes? Can't hear? When God said, let there be light, there was light. The light of the world. Who was the light of the world? The answer is always Jesus, isn't it? That's right. Jesus, the light of the world. And that's the Christingle. The orange, the light, the planet, the love of God, the seasons, and Jesus, the light of the world. That is the Christingle. Right, I'll go back. I've got something else to say. At the end of this service, or well, towards the end of this service, you'll get a Christingle. They're down here, and I've got one already. A real Christingle, with real oranges and real sweeties. It's like a Christmas present. A Christmas present from Jesus. No computer chips. No batteries. No remote control. You can't get it on eBay. And it's not sold in Argos. The orange grew one day. Lovingly, the Christingles have been made by special people all over the church hall. And it reminds us of something different. Perhaps something hidden. Not much, but much, much more important. We are like Christingles. Just as the Christingle is about the love of God shining in the world, so the love in our heart can shine to those around us this Christmas time. It's a bit like us giving Christmas presents to God. He likes it when we show our love for each other. So let us pray. To the words, "Shine your light in the darkness," please reply, "The Lord is our light, in him we trust." Shine your light in the darkness. Gracious God, we give you thanks and praise for Jesus Christ our Lord, for he was born before all creation. Through him, all things come to be. Shine your light in the darkness. The Word was the true light coming into the world. He was in the world that had its being through him, and the world did not know him. His life is the light that shines in the dark, a light that darkness cannot overpower. Shine your light in the darkness. He came to his own, and they did not accept him. But to all who accept him, he gives power to become children of God. Shine your light in the darkness.
The Lord is the light.
The Word was made flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory as the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. To our Creator, born as one of us, be all praise and glory. So let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Thank you. Now we come to the Christingle ceremony. some good people are going to come round to you and give you some Christingles. And you will light them. Now, having all lit them, are you all lit? Somebody there to be lit yet? So just hold them up gently. Good. I'll light mine as well. Oh, that's good. You need your light. That's great. Now we're going to turn all the lights out. Isn't that lovely? Hold out the lights. Good. And we're going to sing the first verse of Silent Night. Are you ready? Right, now blow them out. Turn the lights out, please. Blow out all the candles. Now, just look at mine. I hold it up. It's lighting the whole church. My one little tiny candle can light the whole church. Because it's the light of Christ. Isn't that wonderful? I'm going to read something if I can find it. It's a reading from John's Gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not overcome it. Now we can turn the lights on again. So, may the light of Christ shine in our hearts so that we may be filled with his joy and peace. And the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us all, with all of those whom we love, this Christmas time and forevermore. Amen. And our final carol, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Carol 10. A little thing that we do at the end of these services, we all face each other across the aisle, and what do we say? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all forever and ever. Amen. Thank you. You have to remember that. Let us go in the light of Christ to bring light to all whom we meet.
With the help of God, we will.
We will. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.